This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Lance Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, date of birth 8-11 of 1952. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stoneman, who was seen in consultation May 28th of this year for transient elevation in creatinine that had been higher than it was the year before. It was 1.54 back in March of 2023, and then April of 29, it was back to baseline 1.17. He's been feeling well. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, does not use any oral anti-inflammatory drugs, and has had no hospitalizations or procedures since his consultation in May. Review of systems is negative. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrodiuril, 25 milligram once a day. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 195 pounds, pulse is 64, blood pressure is 110 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 24th of 2024. Creatinine is stable and slightly improved. It's 1.13. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is negative at 0.06, unmeasurable. Albumin is 4.8. Calcium is 9.4. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus, 3.0. Intact parathyroid hormone is 38.4. Hemoglobin is 15.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis was negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension is well controlled. Two, history of elevated creatinine, now back to baseline. Three, asthma, well controlled without exacerbation. I would recommend continuing labs once a year, like you've been doing. We will put him on standby for follow-up, since he's actually returned to baseline. And as long as the creatinine level stays in his normal range, he should not need a follow-up visit, unless things worsen. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.